Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wrestlers in many ways exist within the realms of their own company to be cheered and booed. It's a bit odd when you think about it, but that is their job. To get a reaction that is either positive or negative. I love thinking about that. Somebody calls you a piece of trash, and when you get backstage, you're really proud, and you phone your mum. Given the modern world, social media, and the ever-evolving industry, though, the line has been seriously blurred to the point fiction mixes with reality. Make for some great TV, but it also has the ability to create quite the back and forth between wrestler and fan, which ends with some actual feelings being hurt. This is no good. But I'm Simon from What Culture. Remember to subscribe, and this is 10 times WWE wrestlers shot on fans. Not literally. Number 10, Lana takes aim at her critics. The character of Lana is really odd. She's bounced around as both a good guy and a bad guy, sometimes on a whim, and most of her storyline to this point have been focused on her being in a relationship. Rusev, Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Lashley. Those kind of ideas are always dangerous because if you don't get the balance right, fans will let you know, and man, did they ever hear. Thing is, Lana isn't afraid to fire back, often calling renegade tweeters nothing more than cowards hiding behind their keyboards. She even shut someone else down who said she couldn't wrestle by letting them know she's a black belt in judo, muay thai, and jiu-jitsu. No idea if that's true, but it sounds great. As always, this entered creepy territory when she received an Instagram message asking whether she's bothered that people are invested in the fact she's hot rather than her persona. Good for the former ravishing Russian, though. She shut that fool down by saying she's creating compelling stories, which means she doesn't have to wrestle every day. Fair play. Number 9, David Arquette defends sports entertainment. David Arquette was the WCW champion. Right or wrong, we can't get away from it, and it only takes one Google search to realize that he thought it was a stupid idea too, but also he's a proper wrestling fan, not just doing it for the lols. It's why in 2018 he decided to make a comeback to the ring after some rigorous training and was slapped on an advert for an NWA event. Cue fans that were mad, but thankfully David had an answer. Making the very good point that he loves the business as much as these haters, which makes their anger truly baffling, Arquette let everybody know he had been training for 8 months and in that time also had 2 surgeries. He even mentioned that tying him in as just a Hollywood guy was stupid, and he'd prove all these people wrong by showing that he could go in the ring. Oh hell yeah. This kind of worked too as people realized that David was actually putting his acting to one side to get involved with something he loved, and you can't look down on that. It's called chasing a dream, dabbit, and we could all do more of it. Number 8, Peyton Royce and Dave Meltzer. A controversial character, even though personally I think we should all remember that Dave Meltzer is a popular journalist that you're both allowed to agree and disagree with, there was a very unfortunate situation between he and Peyton Royce after she was moved to the main roster. Discussing this shift, Meltzer said that Peyton isn't really standing out as much as she was in NXT, and that she was a lot lighter then. There is no excuse for that. That's poor form, however you want to spin it. Of course, Dave had his supporters, but many were very upset by this, including Peyton herself, who tweeted the man asking what he'd like her to do, finishing it off by sarcastically asking if she should starve herself. The wrestling community rallied around the iconic one, including Renee Young, who suggested on large, we should be setting better examples than this. She was correct. To his credit, Meltzer did apologize and even told fans not to try and defend what he said because he was wrong, which he was. Just don't comment on anybody's weight ever. It's a good rule of life. The highlight was that Royce was able to showcase herself as a genuine inspiration for young female fans who may not have had the confidence to speak out against things like this. she was right to do so. Kevin Owens goes after Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Well, that's weird, isn't it? Do you remember Melissa Joan Hart? She of Sabrina and Clarissa Explains It All fame. Well, she's a huge wrestling fan. As such, she felt the need to weigh into a debate on Twitter, so in 2015 said she thought Kevin Owens was a lazy wrestler. Oh boy. During a time where KO would just ruin people online, he quickly responded that the reason for this was due to him watching one of her shows recently, and he's found himself in a slumber ever since. Shots fired. Rather than realize she was wrong, though, Hart carried on and actually said that Owens wasn't athletic. I mean, that is genuinely mad. Fans rallied to his defense with gifts aplenty, and I would guess this blew up Kevin's timeline so much he removed himself from it and blocked her. Even Big E got involved using the hashtag #IStandWithOwens, and while Melissa tried to explain she was talking about the character and not the person, it was too late. I hope you caught my pun then too. I am very proud of it. Baron Corbin ruins everyone. The people who don't like Baron Corbin are very loud about it, especially on social media, seemingly making it their day job to just hurl abuse at him. These folk can't understand why Vince McMahon continually pushes him. Likely because he's become very good at winding the WWE Universe up. Way back in March 2019, during an interview with Corey Graves, Corbin outwardly called such individuals neckbeards who shout at him as he can only do four moves. The King made it clear he actually knows hundreds, but sticks to four because it irritates these morons. Gee whiz. One year later, he caused another stir when finding himself at the center of a debate about heat. And what did Baron say? That these guys don't have a clue and spend all their time dropping Doritos crumbs down themselves while just reading whatever the internet says. Now, to be fair, there is some truth in what Corbin was going on about. He just delivers it in the most savage way possible. Number 5, Eva Marie has a rude suggestion. Eva Marie's WWE career was nuts. She was on Raw, SmackDown, and then sent back to NXT, a star of Total Divas. The powers that be clearly wanted to try and make this work, and while there were hints that it could, a lot of fans were adamant that she was rubbish and should be told. Isn't that always nice? Understandably, being a little irked by this, she opened up in a 2018 podcast and discussed why she went back to NXT to begin with, e.g. to get more experience and put in time setting up the rings and paying those so-called dues. So when people told her she didn't care about wrestling, her response was a quick F you. Eva believed she had earned this opportunity, and those who couldn't see that should kiss her ass. True or not, this backlash did get way too much at one point, which could be why Marie left the company a few years ago to seek out other options. Number 4, Braun Strowman's lack of empathy. It's a hard life anyway, but it was made even more difficult when the global pandemic hit, forcing a lot of companies to temporarily close their doors. Realizing what this would mean financially, the wonderful Evil Uno suggested supporting these guys by buying their merchandise or whatever, with the likes of Chris Jericho, Cody, and Jon Moxley all agreeing and helping out. When it came to the monster among men, he saw it differently. I'll just read verbatim what he wrote on Instagram because I don't know how else to say it.
Here we go with more of the somebody pay for my bill stuff. If you can't afford to pay your bills, maybe you should change professions. What happened to being accountable for your own actions? !
A very tone-deaf argument and said at the worst time ever. The real kicker was that Braun never had to walk this path as he found himself in NXT quite quickly. Word on the street is that after a few words from somebody, Strowman understood he'd made an error, and as long as people do learn from their mistakes, then there is a silver lining. Still, this was just a silly thing to say that rightfully got called out here, there, and everywhere. Number 3, Shayna Baszler's dating and parenting hotline. Shayna Baszler is just great. She can kick your ass in real life, and seemingly can do it digitally too. First rule of anything should be don't mess with the Queen of Spades. For example, as WWE was building to the 2020 Elimination Chamber, Baszler said she was gonna tear the sh- at a Becky Lynch. When a fan tweeted her saying such language was inappropriate on a PG show, Shayna had some choice words. Firing right back, she said that maybe this guy should actually be a good dad, explain to his kids that Baszler was a bad person who shouldn't be imitated, and also, she didn't give a crap about his children. Talk about staying in character. There was also other morons who insulted Shayna's looks, but man, did she not care about that. After being told how unattractive she was, the openly gay Baszler responded that she gets hotter tail than this idiot. That dude got owned. I would assume when he read this, he slowly put his phone down and thought about what he'd done. Number 2, Ronda Rousey doubles down. Fans loved Ronda Rousey when she first arrived in WWE, and rightfully so. Her Mania 34 debut was great, and for someone who hadn't been doing this all that long, she looked awesome. Ronda would wreck fools and look brilliant doing it. Because this is modern wrestling, though, where the phrase you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain is more true every day, Rousey was on borrowed time. Enter Survivor Series 2018. After a brutal match with Charlotte Flair, the fans decided they didn't like Rousey anymore and booed the hell out of her. She was clearly visibly upset by this and was a big reason why after WrestleMania 35, she went away. Who needs that? She likely mused. In case you weren't too sure, she let everyone know during an appearance on Steve-O's podcast where she said that the fans were ungrateful, and at the end of the day, she was like, all of them. Sorry, Mum. Rousey sparked these fires massively when the next day she tweeted out that these fans she was referencing would also be ruined in a real-life fight, and they should just shut up. Somebody push the nuclear heat button. Number one, Goldberg calls fans assholes. What was my dad thinking? I tried to ask him over breakfast, but to no avail, he didn't want to discuss it. But in an interview that aired in 2020, so it's not like it's from back in the day, Bill just said that a lot of fans are assholes. That's a direct quote. Going on to accuse them of only making such noise at events because they want to be part of the show, which is not the point, this seemed very removed from the guy who had returned to WWE because he wanted to be a hero to kids. I would guess all the hate from that Taker match finally got to him. There is an interesting debate here about how much somebody in the crowd should be allowed to interact after buying a ticket, but that, my friends, is a different debate for a different day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.